Track 4. Illegal tobacco and vapes are seized in raid. £166,000 worth of suspected illegal tobacco and vapes have been seized by Trading Standards in a joint operation with Devon and Cornwall Police. Trading Standards, assisted by the local neighbourhood policing team, located and seized more than 18,000 suspected illegal tobacco products and 2,000 illegal vapes from a rural location in the South Hams. The goods seized included a number of suspected counterfeit products, non-duty paid tobacco products and non-UK compliant vapes. The sale of these items is illegal. Inspector Ben Shardlow, who heads up the neighbourhood police teams in the South Hams, said, "These illegal goods do not go through regulated safety testing and quality control procedures like the legal products that are sold in the UK do, which means we don't know what's in them. I'd like to urge members of the public to report concerns to us so we can continue to disrupt illegal and criminal activity, just as we have done in the South Hams." Councillor Rufus Gilbert said, "The removal of illegal tobacco and vapes from entering the marketplace is a high priority for us, and this was yet another successful operation. The service uses detection dogs during operations, so regardless of where it is hidden, the dogs have the ability to sniff out even small quantities of tobacco that are hidden from view. Retail outlets that sell counterfeit and illicit tobacco are big business, and these shops can undercut other local general stores who are trying to operate legally during difficult economic conditions. Because the tobacco is sold at pocket money prices by criminals who are not interested in asking for proof of age, it encourages children and young people to start smoking. Illegal tobacco products also present a genuine health risk above and beyond that of legal tobacco, as they aren't subject to the same quality control checks and are often found to contain high value level of contaminants."
Debt relief scheme numbers surge. The number of people in Tonbridge accessing a debt relief scheme open to provide financial support during the pandemic has risen by more than half last year, new figures show. Debt relief charity Step Change said the rise is encouraging, with the scheme successfully delivering good outcomes for people facing financial difficulty. A standard breathing space application is available to people with problem debt and gives legal protection from creditors' action for up to 60 days. They can be entered into once a year. People can also apply for a mental health breathing space, which lasts the duration of their mental health treatment plus 30 days. Figures from the Insolvency Service show 239 people in Tonbridge registered for a standard or mental health breathing space in 2023, up from 156 the year before. Simon Trevithick, head of communications at Step Change, said, "It's encouraging to see more people taking advantage of breathing space before accessing insolvency. Our research indicates improved well-being for our clients who have entered a breathing space, including sleeping better and worrying less about debts. Breathing spaces were introduced in May 2021 to help people facing financial difficulties because of the coronavirus pandemic. More than 200,000 total breathing spaces have been registered since the inception of the scheme." A Treasury spokesperson said, "The government remains committed to supporting people in problem debt. At the spring budget, we made it easier for people to access vital debt relief by scrapping the £90 admin fee for a debt relief order and changing the criteria so more people can get the help they need to get their finances back on track."
A headline I'm sure we'll be pleased to hear. Water firm confident that no need for a hosepipe ban this year. South West Water is confident there will be no need for hosepipe bans in either Devon or Cornwall this year, even if there are prolonged periods of hot and dry weather. In 2022, a hosepipe ban was put in place in Cornwall and parts of North Devon after the biggest drought in the region for over 130 years. This was extended to other parts of Devon in 2023. Since then, a combination of record level investment, periods of heavy rainfall, and customers doing more to save water has seen a boost in reservoir levels across the South West, the water company says. Last week, South West Water announced its two biggest strategic reservoirs, Roadford Reservoir in Devon and Collingford Reservoir in Cornwall, have both recharged to more than 90% storage capacity. To help maintain strong water resilience now and in the future, South West Water is investing more than £125 million to increase resources in Devon by 30%. Roadford Reservoir is now at 100% storage compared with 68% this time last year, while Collingford Reservoir is at 98.5% compared to 60% last year. David Harris, South West Water's Drought and Resilience Director, said, "While it may seem obvious that recent heavy rainfall has led to increased reservoir levels across the region, over one third of the additional storage has come from our own supply interventions and customers reducing their own usage. As a direct result of our investments, interventions, the weather and our customers reducing their use of weather, we are confident that we're in a strong position to navigate whatever weather we face this year without the need for water restrictions." South West Water's Water Resources Management Plan is looking 25 years ahead to make sure there is secure, sufficient and safe supply of water for everyone, while guaranteeing the environment and the wildlife that live here are not just protected but can thrive.